Okay, we're up to the Mishnah, Daf Samach Beis. They're not here. Daf Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, Dalet Ir, Tav Shin Ayin Vav. Mishnah. Hamekadesh is the issue. Somebody gets a woman engaged, V'omar, and he says, Kasavar Hayisi, I thought Shehi Kehenis. Never spoke about it, but I thought, I assumed that she was a Kehenis. Yet, Bahadei Levi, it turned out to be she was a Levi. Or I thought Levi, she's a Levi. We had this Mishnah previously quoted in the Gemara regarding the sugya of Dvarim Shebelev, things that you had in mind, but he didn't spell it out, or he didn't make it conditional. Bahadei can't turn to be Kehenis. Or Aniya, I thought she was poor, and I enjoy a poor woman better and not spoiled. Bahadei Ashira, and she's rich and spoiled. Ashira, I thought that she was rich and have a good life. Bahadei Aniya, turned out to be she's very poor. Harezu Mekadesh, in all these cases, she's Mekadesh. You know why? Vipnei Shaloi Hitasa. She never deceived him. He deceived himself. And Zdvarim Shevalev. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah. Ha'i Melisha, a man says to a woman, Hareyat Mekadesh, you'll be engaged to me. La'acha She'ez Gayir, after I convert. Oi, La'acha She'tiz Gayir, or after you convert, which at the moment right now you didn't, so we cannot get engaged. But you'll tomorrow, when you get converted, we'll get engaged. La'acha She'ez Tachred, after I become free. Doesn't matter what he does, it doesn't. The person that I want to get engaged to is not here. I'll be free after I become free, and I'll be a full Yisrael. Or after you will be free. You're a married woman now, but as soon as your husband dies, he's dying. We'll get married. After his sister dies. Of course, he gives her something now, otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. Or after you get a chalitza from your brother in law, then you will be married to me. All of these cases, she's not engaged. Why not? Because it's a dover shalay baloilam. The person that you're talking about is not existent. If a man says to his friend, "Im yolde ishchan kaver," if your wife, because your wife is, we'll still see more later whether she's pregnant now or not. If your wife will give birth to a girl, harezim mukadeshes, I want to marry her. Ain't a mukadeshes. It's a davar shel ba'olam. Then it says over here, "Im hoisa eishes chaveri muuberes." If the friend, if your friend, the wife of your friend was muuberes, hukar ubra. And you can really, you recognize that she's pregnant. In other words, it's a little bit bala ilam. Then devar of kayamin. Then perhaps it's not loy bala ilam because she's already pregnant. If you can tell, the im yol and the kevam may be mukadesh. We'll see in the Gemara, machlekes. Rashi, the Mishnah, shalai hitesa, she never deceived him. Elohu hites asmi, he deceived himself. But given loy pidush, since he never spelled it out, lav kol kemina, he's not believed in the havalu devarin shalev. This is called devarin shalev. This Tanah holds that right now there's no Kedushin, because even though it's a Chai V'Lavin, if it's a Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is Teufel's Chai V'Lavin, but Rabbi Kiva holds it isn't. This follows Rabbi Kiva. Ain't no Mekadeshes, it's not Mekudesh, the Havel, Dvorim, Shalebola, Eilam, it's not existent, V'Achshav, and B'Yodi, Lekachi, you can't think about it right now. So now the Gemara will have a discussion about Dovah Shalai Balai. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Tanan Hosam, we learned elsewhere, Ein Tor Mi Min HaTolu Shalai Mechuber. In order to give Truma, it has to be already piled up, cut off. But if it's still growing, you cannot give Truma on something that grows. There's no Chiv yet. So if you gave from produce that was already cut off, and you had in mind the produce that was growing, and say, I want to exempt that produce, the imtarim, if you did it, ain't trumasa truma, nothing happened. Because the davar shel ba'olam, because it's still growing. It says Rashi mechuber ainu chayi betruma. Why isn't mechuber chayi betruma? The chereishi the gonchesiv. It says in the pasuk it has to be the first of your harvest. And we darshin the gonches midi the midgan has to be piled up. Shenesev bekeri, it was already piled up over there in your granary. Hilchok lechal shem truma. So if you set aside tolush, that was already cut off. There would be no din of truma on that because there's nothing to be truma on. Because the tolush is when you make truma on the mechubah, but mechubah has no chiv. The tevel ubiyad koyin, in the hand of the koyin, it's merely tevel. The yochalitim ala mokamachas, he has to give truma not, he can, but he should give truma from somewhere else. The kula chulin so chulin. The mechubah, shehufrish alav leiniskin, and that mechubah. So first of all, the truma that you gave is not truma, so you can use it again. And the thing that was growing is still tevel, and you got to fix it up. Taste has a problem with this Rashi. If so, that even if it's tolush, she can't give. If the vert is dig midgun, it has to be piled up. Then what do you mean? What helps with tolush? You need it piled up, not just tolush. So taste, if it learns from somewhere else, the difference that tolush you could give truma from the word mimenu. Mimenu means not from all kinds of crop, growing crop. No, cut off crop, harvested. You can't even if it's not piled up. Okay, that's it. So boy, back to the Gemara. Ravasi has a question. Omar Pedis Arugizutulushim, if he says the Pedis in this particular furrow, which is cut off, ye trume al Pedis Arugizumichabodi, and should be trume on this Aruga that is still attached. She just said it's no good. Or Pedis Arugizumichabodi, ye trume al Pedis, or the Pedis that are still growing should become trume on the Pedis that are detached. But he adds, Likeshe Yitlishu, he spells out only when they will be eventually be cut off. So I don't want to be trume right now. I want to be trume when he gets cut off. So it's a dover shaloi bala ilam v'nitru, and then you eventually cut off. Mao, do we say a dover shaloi bala ilam works or not? That's a question. This question has nothing to do with our Mishnah, as we'll see in a minute. Amalei kol, so he said back to him. So Rabbi Yechanan said to Ravasi, kol should be yodai lav kimechusim maizdom. If he wants to harvest it today, can he? If he wants to give truma right now, he can. Just he didn't do it. So therefore, he's a Gemara if you want. Doesn't he? Oh, okay. We'll ask the Mishnah here. Can I have some? Okay, we'll see you in a minute. Ace, has a question. We just learned in our Mishnah clearly. Ha'oimeli isha hariat mukadeshli la'achashes gayer lechayded biyada to become a ger straight away. And yet it says the Mishnah namakudish. What do you tell me? Called biyada la'mechusa ma'isadami la'achashes tiz gayri after you become a ger la'achashes tachre la'achashes tachri. After your husband dies. Okay, that's not biyodah to kill him off. Your sister will die because your sister, you know, your wife's sister while she's alive. I understand all of these other ones are not biyodah. Ela geir. Have a biyodah. It's up to him when he wants to become a geir. So why do you, it doesn't say imagai imakudish. Says Gemara, Ger nami la biyada. Ger is not biyada. Rashi, why Ger is not biyada? Because you need a bezin, and you, it's up to you. Who said all from Rashi? Peidus arugizum mechabadim. Claim it, Oishayim. Peidus arugizum mechabadim. Yet truma even nitlushu maushi. The truma lemafreya should be retroactive. Miavi kemakdu dorsu ba'ilma loya not kol should be yada. Ki hai should be yada. Litlish lahafish miadi. You have ability to do straight away. Now, why isn't Ger considered biyada? Amar Rabbi Yechon. Ger said, Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Ger tzarich shleisha. A ger needs a bezdin of three. Why would a ger need a bezdin of three? My timer. Mishpat ksivbe. It says over there in the pasuk mishpat, it says mishpat echad yilechem kager ke'ezach. It says the word mishpat, and we know that every mishpat needs three people. And miyemad the mizdakik lehanit lason. Who says you will find three people? Now, why exactly do you need three people, this ger? We're talking about, remember, okay, why? It's a grash, it's a shleisha. Yisraelim Yidden, what's the role of a bezin? Why is it again needed the three people? For Kabbalah's Hamitzis. For Tvila, you don't need three people. It's only a mitzvah namufcher, according to many of the Shining. But for Kabbalah's Hamitzis, you need a bezin. So Yisrael, Shinizkokin Leilahad Biyai, you need it. But Rashi seems to be learning that you need a bezin of three for Tvila as well. Not like I just told you, taste in the Rajwa. And they have to go through the motions of notifying of the mitzvahs, and he has to acknowledge. Yes.
Careful your language, model when you say going through the motions. Oh.
Okay, the language going through the motions because you already taught him everything before. But you're right. Mishpat ksivbe, mishpat echad yilachem kager ke'ezrach. If you look at the text of Geret Zohar Shleisha, the first two lines. Nida davke be kabbalas mitzvahs who did be in the gimel. You only need three for kabbalah mitzvahs. Aval be tevila bechad sagi. When it comes to mikveh, even one is enough. Im kvar kibbal all the mitzvahs. If you follow that order, the first is kabbalas mitzvahs, and then tevila. Then that. Then since he had a bezin for kabbalas mitzvahs, you don't need any more bezin for tevila. And then he brings different ayahs and so on and so forth. We find all the places you do need a bezin. That's only the mitzvah. It's only the mitzvah. Says you want when it comes to an Eved Kanani that becomes a Yid, there's a big machlekes if you need a bezin or not. Because he already had Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs when he became an Eved Kanani in the first place. All he needs now is Tevila. tefillah l'shem gedus. So do you bechal need a bezin or not? Since you already had kabbalas mitzvah, not big much like this. Anyway, back to the gemara. Maskil la rabba ba mama lamiato. According to this, hanoyis and pruta l'shiv chosse. If a guy gives a pruta to his maid, but amal, he says to her. Now remember, his maid, he has a right to free her whenever he wants. So it's biyadi. He says to her, "Hari at mekudesh is li la'acha sheshtacherechra. You'll be mekudesh me after I set you free. According to you, hachi nami dahavi kedushin. According to you, it should be a valid kedushin because if he wants, he can free her straight away." And it sounds like from the Mishnah, it makes no difference whether it's my, if she was my shivcha or stamba shivcha, and it says that doesn't work. Hachi hashta. What are you talking about? Hasami kara behema hashta das acheres. A little bit strong wording here. But the person that you are going to marry doesn't exist. Snapshot is the person here, and there's a stage of prior to shichur. Prior to shichur, your owner is chattel, like a behema. After shichur, she's a bas chayin, and she's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. That person does not exist. So even though it's biyade, when do we say biyade? It's an existing, but we just got to change the shape. You know, it's growing, we just got to cut it off. Here, it's a new person. Not at all. You just said it could be hukarubra. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, hukarubra. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yishai said.
What's the person going?
Somebody else should come and grab her.
Who else can do it?
What do you mean? The moment if he sets her free,
can some other person go and do it?
Yeah, but what, the same way he can. Oh, not really, but he's scared. He'll mishachar her through a shliach or somebody else. Maybe he knows that she has a relationship with somebody. Remember, shivchi is hefkeda nichol. So she, you know, might have been promiscuous. But the Hodav Rabbi she said, "Hanois and prutalishta." If a guy gives a prutal to his wife, but Amalei tells her how to admit his wife or existing wife, and he says to her, "You're telling me that if he can set her free, that's called biyada." So according to this, he says to his wife, "Had Amgdash lilacha shegashicha, you will mekudesh to me if I divorce you. You will mekudesh to me straight away again." Ain't a mekudeshes, and the din is he said, "Rabbi, she said, I'm mekudesh, but according to since biyada to divorce her straight away." So therefore, it should be chal. It's a biyada here in this case. And here he could divorce her straight away. Doesn't need a consent or anything else. Says the Gemara. She has no choice. Menadin, she has no breda. Says the Gemara. Hachinami Rabbi Yechon have a kedushin. Rabbi Yechon argue Rabbi Yechon and say, no, that is kedushin. Answers the Gemara. Nihi de biyada legasha. It's biyode to divorce, but biyode lekacha, it's not biyode to be mekadesher. And since right now the kedushin is not chal until the divorce takes place, and you then need her to consent for that. So therefore, it's not considered biyode. Right now, even though she consented right now, she's a married woman, and her consent means nothing. She's already a wife. Yeah. He just give her a get.
He wants to stay married to her.
He gives her a get at tonight. You know, like we had before. Tifshut, let's resolve the boy. Rabbi has a question. If a guy gives two, it's not his wife yet. In the case where it's his wife right now, he cannot marry her a second time. It's not. But in a case where, let's say, it's not his wife yet, and he gives her two coins, and he says to Bishas Maisa, right now he can marry her either with the first coin or the second coin. And he says to her, he's got you li hayyim, uva achas. And the other one, Amalei, he's got you li achas. If I get in a fight with you and I divorce you, you mekudesh me again. Tif should me know, do not have a kedushin. Let's be poishe that it's not kedushin. According to this, it should not be kedushin. So Gemara says, Dilma kiheich, because it's loy balayl right now. Says the Gemara name, Dilma possibly kiheich the tofsi kedushin hashta tofsi nami lacha mekain. Perhaps just like the first coin's kedushin is chal right now, so the scroll you're giving it at the same time, the second coin will also be chal right now. It will also be chal right now. That's why the boy has a suffix. Because maybe, in other words, this is called migui. Do we say, since you're giving two coins at the same time, and one of them is chal, so migui, it schleps along the second coin, that it's considered, it's no longer said a loibol lo oilam, and it's chal? Or do we say, no, that we treat as two separate coins? Coin number one is chal because it's bol lo oilam. Second coin is not loibol, it's loibol lo oilam. You have to divorce it first.
Question is, when is the second coin chal?
Only after the divorce, that's for sure. But he's giving it to her right now. He's giving me the coin right now. And because he's doing mevas achas, so can we say that it's like half of what he did is definitely chal right away? Do we look at it as half of what he did, or as two separate events? That's what the migui is.
But then you've got the same problems back before. Because the whole thing only comes into account once the
first one's taking place right now.
She's married, you're back to the same.
Yeah, but no, in the first case, nothing I'm doing right now is chal. She's already a married woman to me. I'm giving her one coin, and I'm saying this will take effect after we get divorced. Nothing is chal right now. That's right. Because do we look at it? I'll explain to you. Because you're already a married woman.
Correct.
Exactly. But here,
the second one, once the first coin.
But there's no once. They're happening at the same time. That's the point. So do we look at it as one act, and half of my act is being chal right now? And since half the act being chal, it drags the other half. Or do we look at it as two separate events? And vet number two is not chal at all. That's the question. That's why Rabbi Yechiel had a suffix.
So in other words, this second coin that he's giving her to be chal light is like saying, I'm giving you money and I want you to be a kodesh for 30 days.
Exactly, that's what it is.
So 30 days, somebody can chal light.
Yeah, but it's more than that. Here she's a married woman right now, so there's not even chal. In 30 days, if he wants, he can do it right now. Why is it good? Right, if he went to a married woman in 30 days, nothing happens. Because you can be chal right now. Here, the problem is he can't.
But why would the second coin can work? That it's chal, that the condition is chal when it's going to happen later, but the coin is given now.
The whole part is biyodai. The question is this considered biyodai? Because half of what I'm saying can take effect right now. So therefore, it's biyodai. And more than that, the second coin could have been the first coin, and that would have worked. It makes it more biyodai. You shouldn't give truma from talosh amechuba. If you did, ain't truma say truma. It's not a valid truma. Ketzah, what does it mean? Oma peides harugazu tlushin. Yitruma peides harugazu mechuberes, or peides harugazu mechuberes. Fruits of this particular furrow that is attached. Yitruma peides harugazu tlushin la meklum. No good. Avo, but Omar, if he said l'kishayitlushu, that was Agamar's question. Rabbi Yechiel said, since if you want, you can cut it right now. It's good. If he said l'kishayitlushu, then nitlushu, the word of kayamin, it works. Because that becomes biyodai. And biyodai is lav kimechusa maisadami. Then the Gemara goes further, bigger chiddush now. Yes, said I came more than over and above what Rabbi Yechiel said. Omar, Rabbi Lezim, and Yaakov. Afilu ama peder is aruga zutlushin. Yitruma peder zutmuchabedes. Or peder is aruga zutmuchabedes. Yitruma peder zutlushin. And he says, likishayavir shlish. Right now, it hardly grew. So therefore, it's not shy. It's not in biyodai right now. However, if he says, when they reach a third of the growth, so it already it's roe for animal fodder. When it reaches a third, it's shachas. It's row for an animal fodder. Okay, we'll see in a minute. But it's nothing. It happens inevitably. So therefore, we had a concept of chusas man lavke mechusas ma'isadami, and this is wait a week or two, whatever. So the Gemara, the yitlushu, and I'll cut it then. Behaviu shlish, the yitlushu, and then itaka grew a third, and he cut it. The vod of kayamin. So this is a big yichel. Then Yaakov goes further. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov seems to be saying that this, even though it's a dover shalab balaylam, this is like mamash a dover shalab balaylam because it's not here right now. In the case of Rabbi Yechanan, he turns it into a dover shalab balaylam because since it's biyadeh to cut to harvest a field right now, it's as if it's balaylam. Now Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is going further. I hold that even dover shalab balaylam, it's not a third ready yet. It still works, but I still need it to be a third ready. Why? Amar Rabbah says Rabbah loy Amar Rabbah Lezer ben Yaakov ela b'shachas. When does Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov say that even though it's not yet ready, but it has to reach a level of shachas? He's saying here, a third ready is already edible for people, even though it's not perfect, it's far from perfect, it's edible. But in order for it to be able to do that, already now there has to be something in the world. It has to be now shachas. Now it has to be shachas. Shachas is when it's sprouted a little bit. Yeah, very little, it's still suitable for animal fodder. So therefore, it's not so dover shalab alaylam. That's one version. That's an Abba. Comes to Rabbi Yehuda, says, I feel about Agim. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it grew less than that, even if it's like mamish just sprouting, it's already considered a little bit in the world enough that you can give it. No, there's some Tanaim that even love Bala Ilam at all. Here he's saying it has to be a little bit Bala Ilam, not yet really suitable, a little bit Bala Ilam, we can then make it it'll be a third and effective. Yeah, it has to be row, right? It has to be Bala Ilam. Eyes Mechusa Maisa, but since you can do it, the other that cancels the Mechusa Maisa. He holds label loyal. Yeah, that's Rashi says later. It's halacha. So it's important to know what Rabbi Yaakov says. You have two opinions. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says that it has to grow a little bit already. Rabbi Yosef holds even less than that. The agam is like a swamp, but over here it means it grew. It sprouted a little bit. Freddy Gemara, my mashma dahi agam lishin butzlanu. Where do you find the word agam means that that it grew out of the ground, popped out of the ground already? Where do you get that from? And it has to grow a little bit enough that you can fold it over and bend it backwards. You know, the little blossoms, whatever it is, you can bend it, the blades of ground, whatever, you can bend it backwards. How do you know that's what it means? There's a pasuk where it says, in the pasuk, halachayf, can you bend it, ka'agmon reishay, can you bend it like this, like the tip of the blade, back to its beginning. And we use the word agmon, which is like agam. Okay. So, according to who does it go? How did Tanya? We learned. So, the following Braisa, let's see, who does it work out according to? It says in the Braisa, if a guy says to a woman, the baby you're going to have in the Kaiva, Mukadesh is Lee, if it's in the Kaiva, I'll be married, she'll be married to me. It's nothing because it's in this label. She's not pregnant. He qualifies and he said, but if she was pregnant, the vote of Kayamin, if she's pregnant, even though right now it's not shy to marry, but it's a loibala oilam, but because a little bit in the world, she's pregnant already, it's good enough. And Kaman, who is he following? It depends. If he holds like Rabba, which holds Shachas, which means it grew already quite a bit, then Kishuk Ubra. It'll only work if not only she's already pregnant, but it has to be recognized that she's pregnant. It's just like Shachas, that already you can see the plant and you can see what's going to grow out of that plant. So then we say, even though it's a loy baloilam, it's a little bit baloilam, because we follow Bezim and Yaakov, with Allah is like him. But if he followed Rabbi Yosef, then Avish Lehu Kurubra. As long as she's a pregnant woman, even though you cannot tell that she's pregnant, it's like the Shachas, it's like the Agam, it's good enough. That's one version. The Ika Damri. Another version was that the Machlek is a Rabbi Yosef, it goes as follows. Amar Rabbi Loy, Amar Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. When does Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov say, Ella B'Shachas, what kind of Shachas? The Vekivsha, only Shachas that grows from the rain. So you know right now that inevitably it'll grow full size because it rains. That rain will make it grow, and that's good enough. However, B'Shachas, the Veshakya. But if it's a field that you have to irrigate, a field that you have to irrigate, then it's quite possible that the rivers will dry up. It won't happen. So that's mamash alay baloilam. So if within Shachas itself, it's not enough that there's a little bit right now, but it has to be like definite, one day it will happen. This is an area that works when rain, that means that's the sufficient rainfall to make it grow, that's like it definitely happened. By a shak, it means, yeah. Comes on, Rabbi says, no, I feel a b'shachas of a shakya. So both of them hold, you need shachas. Both of them hold, it's not enough to have agam, you need shachas. The question is it sufficient shachas from irrigated water, or do you need shachas? No, how definite have to be? Says the Gemara, Ebazek, Keman Ozla, so then who, the Tanya, Yom Lechveim, Yol, the Yishchel, the Gemara, the Lohem, the Klum, Lohem, the Chilo, Shon, the Hoshay, Nishim, the Bela, Yishim, the Bela, the Dvorah, Keman, Keman, Keshahukar, Ubra, that it has to be recognized, but with even Hako, whether you learn a grabber, whether you learn Rabbi Yosef, we're talking about a woman at the stage that you can already see that she's a pregnant woman. Because if it's before then, could everybody, it's a law by the oilam, and it doesn't work. And since the halacha was in Yaakov, Shachas. In other words,
how do we correlate it to whether it needs water or irrigation?
Oh, very simple. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No. Generally, every woman that's pregnant will give birth. So it's like a rain. That's right. So according to everybody. You should know Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rebbe and Rav Meir. Everyone agrees in Makdash Olam, but they might have variations how far we take it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had the Amram, but we just learned it has to be something here right now. If there's nothing here right now, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it doesn't work. It has to have something, a shachas, or to have a hukar ubra, or to have an eggman, something. Rebbe, what's the story of Rebbe? Where do you see that he holds a label oilam? The Tanya we learned. Leisazgir Eved Aladoinav, the Bezin should not return an Eved who ran away back to his master. Rebbe, Omer, Rebbe says, is talking about Belakeach Eved, you bought an Eved, Al Menas L'Shachra, you told the Eved, I'm buying you, and once I buy you, I'm going to set you free. So right now, before you bought him, you had no right to set him free, it wasn't yours. So it's a Dover Shaloi Belailam. And Hakosim Medabe, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Heichi Dami, how exactly does that work? Amar Nachman Yitzchak going to Kosele. He wrote him Likeshe Echa. When I will buy you, Hari Atzmar Konu Loch Ma'achshav. You are bought to yourself from right now. It's clear. But at the time I wrote the shtar, it's a loy baloyim. You weren't in my eved. So when you see clearly that Dovah Shaloy baloyim works, and this is more than a Lezmi Yaakov. Lezmi Yaakov, you have to have a shaykhus right now. Here I have no shaykhus to the eved. It's a friend eved. I have no shaykhus, and yet I can make it happen. Taste already wants to know. Yeah. But you had already have a shaykhus to the eved.
Yeah,
I
understand, but here, so when you're writing in this get here, it's only when I'll buy you.
That's right.
So where's the gita v'yodah boin kachas?
Nothing. When it becomes effect, as soon as you become an eved, it'll happen at the same time. All happens at the same time. But I'm giving it to you beforehand.
So in other words, I'm giving you the shtar now.
Which is useless.
So when I'm buying you, you don't have the shtar in your hand.
Why not?
So you have to have the shtar.
Yeah, you gave it to me. Yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't happen until afterwards. That's right. And he adds you the word, or give it to a shliach. He adds you the word me'achshav. And Teza wants to know that every case of loy bala olam, you have to add the word me'achshav to make it respective, or only in the case of Eved. And it's a whole shaka tide, it's a long text there. One more, Ameya, what's the story? Ameya, the time we learned. Ha'aymele isha, a guy says to a woman, Hare at mekadesh is lila, achashe is gayer, I'll be mekudesh to you after I will become again. Or la'achashe tis gayri after you become again, which is loy bala olam. La'achashe eshtachred, after I will be free, la'achashe tishtachri, or after I set you free. Now comes along here, adds Yinamu Kadeshis Loi Baloilam Rameir Oimim Mikudeshis. What's clever here? Rameir holds a Dovah Shabayilam, is not a Ger yet, and still Mikudesh. Rabbi Yechana Sandal Oimir Einim Mikudeshis. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Oimim Mikudeshis. Ma Tam Omru Einim Mikudeshis. Why do those who say Yinamu Kudesh say Yinamu Kudesh? No, it could be everybody agrees Dovah Shalom Ba'olam works. So how come that those who say that is not Mekudesh? The answer is Meshum Eva. That, you know, because the idea that when your husband dies, she's a married woman. What's that going to do to their marriage? Or if you say as soon as your sister dies, what's that going to do to her relationship with her sister? So therefore we say that's useless. We don't want to encourage that kind of behavior. But everything else, they agree in the principle of Dovah Shalom Ba'olam. Okay, so how come Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is brought down this braisa? Why don't you bring him down? Says Gemara, Hainu Rebbe. Who do you think Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the Rebbe. Hain Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So what was Gemara's question? Gemara thought Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rebbe were not the same person. Well, let's go to the Mishnah. Why do we include Rabbi Kiva as well? The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva says, Koinim Shani Oisil Lepicha. That a woman says to her husband that everything that I earn tomorrow it belongs to you. I am now saying that everything I earn should go to Hegdish. And the husband cannot be made for that neder. The Tzartanikam says you don't have to be made for it. She has no right to do it. Whatever she earns belongs to the husband. How is she going to make it Hegdish? Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, Yafir, the husband has to be made for because she has that right. She only has to earn so much. If she earns, we had before, Hadofim, more than that belongs to her. Now, right now, it's a loy balaylam. And yet, Rabbi Akiva clearly says that it will become Hegdish. So, why didn't we include Rabbi Akiva? Answer the Gemara, Ha'itma, we learned. Omar Abhuna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. By meres yikdashu yodai la yiseim. Not that whatever I earn will come hegdish. My hands should become hegdish, what it produces. And your hands are here right now. The yadayim isnu b'am. The hands are there. Taisa wants to know, why don't we include a Rav? Rav also holds that Dovah Shaloi by Elam says a Rav is an Amida, we're only counting to Noim. But Taisa asks a question, what about Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya. And Taisa is a Mechadosh over here, that Rabbi Chiya was only an Amida. If you look at Taisa here, Yafir Shem Atadif, no, which one, the wrong one? What did I see in Taisus? I forgot what everybody says. I must have been half asleep. I'll tell you tomorrow where I saw it. I saw it here somewhere. Anyway, where I saw it, it said that Abchiyah was only an Amidah.